Hello and welcome back to Curious Cat, the show where we dive deep into the most fascinating people, places and companies that have shaped our world. I'm your host Andy, and today, oh, do I have a story for you? Picture this. It's May 4th, 1904, and two men are about to meet at the Midland Hotel in Manchester. One is a wealthy aristocrat with a passion for fast cars, the other a self-made engineer who once slept in a dog kennel to stay warm. Their handshake would create one of the most prestigious brands in human history, Rolls-Royce. Today we're exploring how this unlikely partnership between Charles Rolls and Henry Royce transformed from a small car dealership into a global aerospace giant that literally powers half the world's airlines and is now designing nuclear reactors for the moon. Yes, you heard that right. The moon. Let me take you back to where it all began. Charles Rolls was everything you'd expect from a turn-of-the-century aristocrat. Born in Berkeley Square, London, educated at Eton and Cambridge, he had money, connections, and a burning passion for anything with an engine. By 18, he was already driving one of the first cars in Wales, a French Peugeot he'd bought in Paris. His classmates at Eton nicknamed him Dirty Rolls because of his obsession with engines. But here's what makes this story so compelling. His future partner couldn't have been more different. Henry Royce was born into crushing poverty. When his father died of illness in a poorhouse, 9-year-old Henry was left virtually homeless. He survived by selling newspapers for pennies, and once reminisced that his daily food was often just two thick slices of bread soaked in milk. Can you imagine? This child, sleeping rough in London, would one day create engines so perfect they'd become the gold standard of engineering. But Royce had something money couldn't buy: an extraordinary mechanical mind. Despite leaving school at 13, he taught himself engineering, working his way up from telegram delivery boy to railway apprentice. By 1884, he'd started his own electrical engineering company, making dynamos and electric cranes. Now, fast forward to 1904. Rolls had established himself as one of Britain's first car dealers, importing French and Belgian vehicles. But he wasn't satisfied selling other people's cars. Meanwhile, Royce had built his first automobile, a refined, whisper-quiet machine that was leagues ahead of the rattling, unreliable cars of the day. The introduction was arranged by a mutual friend at the Royal Automobile Club. When Rolls saw Royce's car, despite preferring 3- or 4-cylinder engines, he was instantly impressed by the smooth, virtually silent 2-cylinder Royce 10. Right there, he agreed to sell every car Royce could make. Their formal partnership began in 1906 with the creation of Rolls-Royce Limited. And what a partnership it was. Rolls brought the business acumen, financial backing, and aristocratic connections. Royce provided the engineering genius. Together they created something magical. Their breakthrough came with the Silver Ghost in 1907. This wasn't just a car, it was a statement. The prestigious auto car magazine called it the best car in the world, a phrase that Rolls-Royce would claim for decades. And honestly, it probably was. While other cars broke down constantly, the Silver Ghost was so reliable that one famously drove over 14,000 miles from London to Edinburgh and back repeatedly without a single involuntary stop. That's the equivalent of driving from New York to Los Angeles and back nearly 3 times without breaking down once. But here's where the story takes a tragic turn. Charles Rolls, the aristocrat who'd co-founded this automotive empire, was also a pioneer aviator. In 1910, just 4 years after forming Rolls-Royce, he became the first Briton to be killed in a powered aircraft accident when the tail of his right flyer broke off during a flying display. He was only 32. You might think this would have ended the aviation connection, but fate had other plans. During World War I, Rolls-Royce began producing aircraft engines, and everything changed. While other companies struggled with the complexities of aviation engineering, Royce's obsessive attention to detail and reliability made Rolls-Royce engines legendary in the skies. By the way, did you know that Lawrence of Arabia drove a blue 1909 Silver Ghost called Blue Mist as his personal staff car during the Arab Revolt? Now that's what I call travelling in style through the desert. The company's transformation was remarkable. From luxury cars driven by the elite, Rolls-Royce became the powerhouse behind Britain's military aviation. Their engines powered the fighters and bombers that helped win 2 world wars. Today's Rolls-Royce is something Charles Rolls and Henry Royce could never have imagined. The company is now split in two. BMW owns the car brand and builds Rolls-Royce vehicles in Goodwood, while Rolls-Royce Holdings is the world's second largest maker of aircraft engines. That's right. When you fly on many commercial aircraft today, there's a good chance you're being powered by descendants of Henry Royce's engineering genius. The numbers are staggering. Rolls-Royce Holdings expects to power over half of the world's wide-body aircraft fleet within the next few years, up from just 22% a decade ago. That's thousands of engines, each one a marvel of engineering that can generate more power than dozens of Formula One cars combined. And here's something that would absolutely blow the minds of those two men who met in Manchester over a century ago. In 2023, Rolls-Royce entered into an agreement with the UK Space Agency for $3.52 million to create a nuclear reactor for the moon. From a handshake in a hotel to nuclear power on the lunar surface. Now that's what I call progress. The story of Rolls-Royce reminds us that the most extraordinary achievements often come from the most unlikely partnerships. An aristocrat and a pauper, united by a shared obsession with engineering excellence, created something that has literally changed the world. Next time you see that distinctive Rolls-Royce Spirit of Ecstasy hood ornament, or hear the whisper-quiet hum of a jet engine, at 35,000 feet, remember Henry Royce, the boy who once slept in a dog kennel and grew up to power the world. What unlikely partnership in your life might change everything? Until next time, stay curious.